Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7:10 in the morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by By the Yard. Check them out, bytheyard.net, and Cardinal Corner. And before we hear from Jim, let's talk a little bit about Cardinal Corner, which is a wild bird store that has everything for the backyard birder. Quality bird seed, of course, and of course bird feeders and accessories, but they've got unique gifts for the nature lover. Pam and Lee own and operate this store. They have two locations, West St. Paul and Newport Center. And you can help those birds that hang around during the winter with high-energy things like suet, peanuts, black oil sunflower seeds, golden safflower, things like that. And you can read about all of this and read about the myths and facts about birds in the January-February Cardinal Corner newsletter. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. You have to see this store for yourself. It's so much more than a bird seed store. As I said, home decor, purses, scarves, jewelry, kitchen items, many items made right here in Minnesota. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Call them, 651-455-6556. Or online at cardinalcorner.com, you will see that Cardinal Corner is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning, Jim Gilbert. We have quite a week in front of us.
I know we do. Danny, I was just listening to the forecast again. Wow.
Yes.
Well, dress in layers. Be careful.
That's right.
Yeah. Stay warm. It's at 7 o'clock in our yard, it was minus 13.
Wow, it's officially minus 7 here.
Minus 7.
At least at the airport.
Sky nearly clear. One good thing, though, I was standing out there in this, and, you know, it felt cold, but very little air movement.
That's
so
true.
Very little wind.
They don't even mention a wind chill because the winds are less than 3 miles an hour, yeah.
And, of course, this is on the northwest side of Lake Waconia where we live, located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis where you are.
Yes.
And I was listening to the ad about the trip to France. Sandy and I are both looking forward to hosting the trip to France next August 3rd to the 12th. And, of course, this year marks the 75th anniversary of the U.S. liberating France from Nazi Germany. And we'll be visiting D-Day sites and the Normandy area. Other highlights include a visit to Mont Saint-Michel. This is a Gothic Benedictine abbey surrounded by a medieval village built between the 11th and 16th centuries. We'll also do a river cruise in Paris on the Seine River. I've done that before, and it was wonderful. And there's so many other things. We have time to visit the Louvre, and I should mention the trip was planned by Michael Kenny, who Denny knows well. He traveled with Michael several times.
Oh, he's a pal, for sure.
Defined destinations. If anybody didn't catch the phone number, here it is again, 651-398-9358. Ask for a brochure. Got a beautiful colored brochure. Or check out defineddestinations.com. The sunrise this morning, in fact, it's getting light out, which is nice. Sunrise this morning, 7:38, and sunset, 5:14. So that gives us in the Twin Cities area 9 hours, 36 minutes of daylight. We're gaining daylight at the rate of about 2 minutes and just a few seconds each day, and have gained 16 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and a total now of 50, that's 50 minutes, has been gained since the winter solstice on December 21st. The normal high for today is 24, normal low is 8. Records for today, January 27th in the Twin Cities. The high came 85 years ago. On this date, 1934, the record high set at 47. The record low, minus 23, came in 1950, 69 years ago. That's minus 23. The record amount of snow for this date is 3.8 inches. I point that out because that was 103 years ago, 1916. Now, maybe today we can break this record set 103 years ago if we get a little more than 3.8 inches of snow by midnight. And that might be possible.
I think it's, yes, I think it may be possible.
We'll have to wait around and see if we break this 103-year record of 3.8 inches on this date, the 27th. Yesterday and again today, weather news several times warned us of upcoming lows in the minus 20 bracket for the Twin Cities and much colder in some other parts of Minnesota, especially in the north. The last time we had a minus 20 was December 18th, 2016. And then I started looking at some of the other things I remember. Many of us remember Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 1996. That's 23 years ago, when the Twin Cities had a record low of a minus 32. Now, it just happened that Mike Lynch decided to go up to Tower. That's right next to Lake Vermilion. That's when the record low of minus 60 was set. That's the all-time record low for Minnesota, minus 60. So we don't want to beat that one.
No, we don't.
No. And incidentally, the all-time record low for the Twin Cities is minus 41. Minus 41. That was set January 21st, 1888, minus 41 in the Twin Cities. The last quarter moon rose this morning at 12:10. You can see it now. Sets at 11:30 this morning. You can also see Venus this morning too. In the east, bright star-like object. Last Sunday we had the super full moon, and clear skies made viewing the total lunar eclipse a great experience. Did you get to see it, Denny?
You know, I faded pretty fast with the early rise, but Sandy and Tony both saw it.
They saw it.
They did.
Well, you know what? Just think of what you do every Sunday morning when you get up.
I didn't make it.
No. But then, anyway, our next full moon is February 19th. Lots of things happening outside right now. Even on below 0 days, I continue to hear the black-capped chickadee Phoebe. It's a whistled Phoebe song. White-breasted nuthatches singing wee, wee, wee. Downy woodpeckers drumming. And then the vocal flicker-like wicker call of the red-bellied woodpecker. All these sounds are considered to be early spring signs as one season slides slowly into the next. We got to remember that phrase. One season slides slowly into the next. Think about that this week. Finally, this Friday, just this past Friday morning at 8:30, I heard my first of the year Northern Cardinal singing "What Cheer, Cheer, Cheer." That was in our neighborhood. Of course, a very welcome sound to spring. Bald eagles fish where open water is found, like in southeastern Minnesota along the Mississippi River. That's just one spot. There are many other places in Minnesota, even along the North Shore. Brown-colored red oak leaves that have clung to trees since the last growing season have been falling lately. That's another subtle sign of spring. Some apple growers have begun pruning their trees. Pruning is done to limit the number of apples that a tree produces so the fruit will be good size, and to open up the tree so sunlight can ripen the fruit. Ringneck pheasants are busy picking up gravel along country roads. The gravel enters the gizzard and aids in food digestion. Barred owls are sometimes seen hanging around feeding stations looking for voles, mice, and shrews. Some European starlings have begun showing yellow on their bills. That's an early spring sign, of course. European starlings' bills change from black to yellow as the spring nesting season approaches. I've just seen one so far, but others have many, many more European starlings around. I'm sure are noticing that. Eastern chipmunks wake up from their hibernation about every 6 days or so. But they stay inside and eat from the supply of food they stored in their underground burrows. Both great horned owl pairs and pairs of barred owls have been heard duet hooting since early winter. And they do this to set up nesting territories. The great horned owls are the earliest birds to hatch young in Minnesota each year, and by now, some are already incubating eggs. I checked my notes when I've seen great horned owls in nests, and I've seen them around the 20th of January, so I'm sure that some have eggs now. Last weekend, January 19th, Carolyn Law from Little Falls saw about 85 bald eagles near Royalton. They were perched in trees, and many were flying around. I'd like to know more about that. Is there some open water there? There's got to be, somewhat, within a few miles of where she saw them. Julie Brophy from Victoria observed the bright, beautiful sun dogs on the cold morning of Thursday, January 24th. She notes that yesterday, numerous birds were visiting their yard and feeding station, including 8 northern cardinals, 8 blue jays, 7 mourning doves, and a pair of red-breasted nuthatches, and 2 wintering over white-throated sparrows. This is like all at one time. Okay, many other birds plus red and gray squirrels were there in the late afternoon. And Julie watched, and then as it was starting to get dark in the late afternoon, she watched 3 gray squirrels enter a single cavity in a basswood tree in their yard. And then she writes, warmth in numbers. And of course, we saw this feeding frenzy yesterday as these birds are feeling that, something's going to come here, like cold weather and snow. Many people mentioned the great display of sun dogs with rainbow colors seen. And this is seen in a widespread area this past Thursday morning. Rick Haley from Delano photographed the display and sent me a copy. The sun dogs were part of a 22-degree halo, one in each, the right side and the left side of the sun. If a sun dog is especially bright, it will be colored red on the inside closest to the sun and blue on the far edge and yellow in the middle. Cirrus are very thin. Cirrostratus clouds must be present because they're made up of the right kind of ice crystals, 6-sided ones, that refract, that means bend, sunlight in just the right way to cause the sun dogs. I saw it as a total solar halo. Sometimes blowing snow has 6-sided ice crystals, and that will refract sunlight and produce sun dogs. Especially that would be when the sun is just coming up or close to setting when it's lower to the horizon. Diane and Dave Herring live near Waterville. They also observed the bright sun dogs Thursday morning, and they have seen some flocks of wild turkeys, 25 in one group, 30 in another group, and they saw 8 tom turkeys with long beards near Faribault this past week. A pair of pileated woodpeckers flies into the yard quite often, and of course, the main attraction is the suet feeders. Do we have time for more here?
Absolutely.
Okay. Paul Grusing, who lives near, or just south of Fairmont, says about 8 inches of snow covers the landscape reports that the lakes such as Hall, Bud, and Sisseton have ice covers of up to 12 to 14 inches. Now, I should mention that in other parts of the state, like around here, around Waconia, the ice is thicker than that, and that's because we didn't have much snow for a long time. So anyway, panfish and yellow bass have been biting lately in the lakes right around Fairmont. Jim and Jan Hovda live near Rice on the shore of Little Rock Lake. They see a flock of about 50 wild turkeys in their neighborhood and noted lots of bird activity at their feeding station yesterday, no doubt in anticipation of the upcoming snowfall and Arctic cold. Jim, who's celebrating his 80th birthday today, that's 80th birthday. Wow. Happy birthday, Jim. Notes that blue jays, dark-eyed juncos, and a pair of pileated woodpeckers were numerous at the feeding station yesterday, getting ready for the cold. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur report watching, and this is pretty incredible, watching and counting American robins coming into a Colorado blue spruce grove just in the last few days. They've been watching. They've been counting for 4 late afternoons. Yesterday, they counted over 1,800 American robins that arrived in this grove to roost for the night. Pretty amazing. 1,800 robins.
Yeah, we just, text. See if I can find it. It doesn't say where it is here in the Twin Cities, but they just had 11 robins frolicking a couple days ago.
Yeah, and oftentimes in the Twin Cities, because we have so many crabapple trees. I remember Boone and Erickson used to talk about the beautiful blooms of the crabapples. Well, the fruit on these trees feeds much of the wildlife during the wintertime, and oftentimes people will see, you know, 4 or 5, maybe only 1 or 2, but 4 or 5, you know, 10 or 11 robins there eating the fruit. That's neat. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report that this past Wednesday, the 23rd, they saw a snowy owl southwest of Nerstrand. The same day, eastern bluebirds were seen in Alexander Park in Faribault eating fruit from a hackberry tree. They also spotted the bright sun dogs this past Thursday morning. Last Sunday, the 20th, Tom Bovers took a drive in the countryside, not far from Faribault, out in Rice County there, spotted flocks of 100 to 200 or more Lapland longspurs, and mixed in with these flocks of Lapland longspurs were some snow buntings. He also saw hornlarks and pairs and small flocks of, you know, 4 or 5 and up to a dozen birds. Hornlarks are considered to be the first migratory birds coming into Minnesota each year. Tom and Lisa went to Riverbend Nature Center in Faribault to watch last Sunday's supermoon rise at 4:40. They also saw at that time a group of 20 deer. So deer are yarding up, and they end up watching the eclipse from their own backyard. Mary Brislands from Lutzen reports that flying squirrels glide into her feeding station as soon as darkness sets in each late afternoon. They relish peanut butter, hulled sunflower seeds, and suet. Pine siskins are the most numerous of the birds visiting Mary's feeding station. A pair of bald eagles continue to spend the winter near the shore of Lake Superior. 6 inches of snow fell in Mary's Lutzen yard, and she's in the lower part of Lutzen, you know, and not that far off of the lake, for a total of 54 inches. But she said up in the higher areas, like Lutzen Mountain Ski Area, in that spot, much more snow has fallen. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, report on Tuesday the 21st, they had 18 gray squirrels at their feeding station at one time. Now, these gray squirrels were eating corn, cracked corn, and other seeds that are scattered on the ground for them and ground-feeding birds. On Wednesday, Ray counted 60 wild turkeys in a harvested cornfield near Northfield. Ray and Marlene hear just one great horned owl hooting just after sunset each evening, That's just been lately now. So maybe the other one is on a nest. I don't know. Maybe they'll even find the nest and can observe this. I should mention that great horned owls don't build nests, but they take over old squirrel nests. So they'll be nesting on top of that, or a tree that's broken apart. There might be a tree that's broken off, and they'll be up in the top of that area where it broke off. Yesterday, the Simons, Ray and Marlene, observed 18 species of birds coming to their feeding station, including about 50 pine siskins, all at one time. How about that?
Yeah, and before you go, Jim, you mentioned the squirrels. A texter says, and it doesn't say where they're from, but they said they saw a black squirrel at Niagara Falls, but have never here.
Okay. I had someone told me about that last week, and now I've forgotten where it is. I have to look it up again. But black squirrels used to be fairly common in Minnesota, and they still are in certain spots. Hmm. It's a melanistic form of the gray squirrel.
Interesting. Well, yeah. Jim, we're going to wish you to stay warm this coming week because
everybody,
we could,
be careful.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Layers.
We're talking a potentially historic cold period here in CCO land. So, Jim, let's talk 1 week from today, and we'll see what happened.
I look forward to it.
Me too. Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
Jim Gilbert.
Bye now.
Next week with more Nature Notes here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Get your general health questions ready. We're going to do another open line show with Dr. Sam Ives filling in for Dr. Hilden coming up in just moments here on 830 WCCO.
Radio.com. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.